Welcome back to Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour. We're broadcasting here in Burnaby Mountain, CJSF 90.1 FM. El Dr. Cumbia is here. I'm your host, Dr. Mysterio.
Remember, by Canadian only.
Friendly reminder.
Friendly reminder
by Canadian only. That stuff is nasty. But we knew what might happen. But anyway, I don't think it's gonna last long. It's gonna affect them.
Yeah, like, exactly.
The people
it's gonna
a lot.
Affect the music.
It's gonna affect the people, and so it's yes. I mean, the people in the U.S. and then it's gonna go away. Well, that's what I think and hope. Yes. So we just listened to Lesbians on Ecstasy. They are from Montreal or Montreal in Quebec, Canada, and we listened to their single "Sisters in the Struggle" back from 2007. Before that, we listened to Las Ultrasonicas, the Ultrasonics from Mexico City. And yeah, this is I like this sarcastic version of a song originally by The Stooges called I Want to Be Your Dog. This one is called, literally, I Want to Be Your Bitch. Quiero ser tu perra.
I'd rather you be my cat.
Yes, they are. There's the great and ancient debate about dogs or cats.
Orange and apples.
Exactly. Anyway, and this is from their album...
To Be or Not to Be.
Exactly. Yeah, so many. Yin and Yang. Black and White. Yes. Yeah, I love this album title. So this is from... Originally from 1999, but this is like a remastered version of 2021. The album is titled Yo Fui Una Adolescente Terror Satánica, which kind of translates I was an adolescent satanic terrorist, something like that, which is, yeah.
Scary. It's Sunday today, eh? No, none of that.
That's a great title. I mean, yes. I love their sarcasm. Anyway, yeah, if you pay attention to the lyrics, they are just making fun of, yeah, you know, how the patriarchy and all that has been happening. So anyway, they are very good. Las Ultrasonicas, highly recommended. And before that, we listened to Bjork, cooperation between Bjork and Tom York, which is the singer from Radiohead. And we listened to the song called Natura, which is part of Bjork's 2008 album titled Biophilia. And yeah, that was the set. And yes. Well, I just want to keep playing music, so let's go and play some more music, and then we'll let you know in the next segment or so, like what's happening in what shows are happening and stuff around town. So anyway, music here at Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour.
We'll be right back. days I walk right in. You know from my shit-eating grin that everything good is bad again. Thank you.
to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Unceded Coast Salish Territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, and that you can also do it through the app for iOS and Android. We just listened to Ilabamba. They are from the States, mainly residing in Portland. And we listened to the song Bendito, which is from her 2012 album Court the Storm. Before that, we listened to the Pack AD. They are from Vancouver, here in Canada. And we listened to the song that is just a dollar sign. I don't know how to pronounce that. From their 2017 album Dollhouse. Before that, we listened to That Dog from their self-titled album back from 1994. We listened to Zodiac, and we started the set with our sisters from Another Mister, Bloody Benders from Mexico City. Saludos para Tati y para todas las Bloody Benders. We listened to the song Viernes 13, Friday the 13th, from their brand new and latest album, 13. And yes, that was the beautiful set. It was. Was it raining when you were coming in,
Dr. Cumbia? It was windy. It was windy. It wasn't raining, but it was windy. And when I was waiting down by the bus bay downstairs, you could feel it right away as soon as I came out. So I went back to the SkyTrain and waited for the bus inside till I saw it.
Oh, that's right. Yes, it's well. Yeah, once you get into this little mountain, it can get even chillier. I mean, the sun came out on Thursday. It was an interesting day. Came out, then it rained.
Yesterday was flurry, a little bit of snow. I don't know if you noticed.
Yes.
Where you live up in the mountains.
Yeah, we got some snow. Yes, a little bit, not too much. Mm-hmm. You have to be a little higher to get more, but yes. So, well, I hope you're, enjoying a beverage, whether it's cold or hot, and, you're enjoying, you're relaxing. Just like, Dr. Cumbia and I are here.
Yes.
Just relaxing.
Yeah, hope you're relaxing with Friday the 13th song. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly,
yes. Not dancing
or anything. Dancing through, we have the themes. We have the themes. We have the music and stuff. So, actually, let's go over here and... let's put a couple of more songs, and then we'll come back to chat with you about our weekend activities or not. But more music here at Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour.
Stay tuned.
Underneath these forest skies, we've never been so happy, love. the station with a banner and a grill. We'll watch the sun go down on.
Was hard at work, the devil appeared from her. He had a roll of copper and a bucket full of nails. The devil said, "I'm the chip, take his nails and copper roll. But you also have to take this route, and I will take your soul." The chip despised the rat, and the rat squealed and hissed. But the bucket of nails and copper were too much to resist. Set to work, he got rid of the rat, and there wouldn't be a problem with the death of the rat. But the devil wouldn't die, no matter how hard he tried. The rat attacked the boat right, and he beat him in the eye. The sinners in the river of smell and the scent of smell. They followed Chip around and made his life a living hell. He slowly lost his mind, he lost his family, he lost his job and had to join the king's navy. A yard prepared his ship. I say to him, my master, I'm a king.
taste chip. Up the gangplank of the ship, and they bit him and they tortured him until he finally flipped. He slipped to the captain to turn around his rig, but caught the spider's madness and they chucked him in the brig.